Welcome to HBO Lax. This is Lizzie Pace.
And this is Catherine Dudas.
And we are the two foremost TV, film, pop culture, luteal phase, horniness experts in the world.
Why? Because I mentioned my luteal phase every episode? I don't understand.
Honestly, I probably should know what it is by now.
It's the sad week. Honestly, you just got to call it sad week. It's the sad week.
God. Well, you may be wondering what we're here to do today because we finished The Last of Us Season 1.
We did.
It's still haunting me.
Yeah.
But it's completed.
I still watch Pedro Pascal YouTube interviews all the time.
I think in doing all of The Last of Us TikToks, I am definitely in major Pedro Pascal algorithm.
Yeah,
but maybe the world is right now. Is it just us or is it the world?
I saw a clip of him on the Graham Norton show, and the question was, so, like, do you like all this attention you're getting? And he just goes, yeah. And he just smiles. He's like he knows how adorable he is.
Quirky and charming. So charming. I don't understand.
I've never literally witnessed someone so charming. And I'm fascinated by it, and I can't get enough, and it's my current fixation. Anyway.
And there's going to be a season two of Last of Us, yes. But not it'll who yeah, knows when
for
that'll be.
A million years, yeah.
And they won't even tell us, I bet.
Oh god, yeah, until the week before, yeah.
They'll mess with us. So, today, well, actually, we are still talking about The Last of Us. We're going to give out our season awards, and then Catherine is going to recap what she has watched of Succession.
I'm on season 3, episode 4, and we're recording this on Sunday. Sunday. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? I love that Lizzie's complimenting me on this as if this isn't what my whole life has been preparing for, this one moment. Like, I'm a binge queen, baby. This is nothing.
I just cannot believe.
Eat, sleep this for breakfast.
I feel like an idiot. We went through all these conversations, trying to plan the schedule. What are we going to watch next?
I just knew it wasn't going to be a problem. And I just didn't realize. I have time.
It's an important part of the culture, zeitgeist. So it's good you're catching up.
It's good. And guys, I'm having the best time. It's March 19th. So I have another week. Guys, I'll finish, honestly, in like 2 days. I'll do a little recap up until what I know, which is season 3, episode 4. And then you guys are on your own. You guys have to look up the rest.
And then we'll kind of say what we remember from Yellow Jackets also at the end.
Yeah. Good.
So our upcoming schedule is we are launching our Succession recaps the 27th of March. That is Monday. It comes out the Sunday before. And then Tuesday will be the 28th of March, will be the launch of the Patreon and the Yellow Jackets episodes, which starts Friday/Sunday of this coming weekend.
Yes.
So catch up, everyone, because we're going laxer than ever before. Lax to the max.
Lax to the max. I'm excited.
For Lax Week.
Love it. Lax
Week. So first, we've got our season awards for Last of Us.
Okay, yes. So I'm going to start off with most video game moment. And for me, the most video game moment is tied with best shot of the season. I don't know. I don't even think we did best shot awards. But I'm just going to throw it in there. And I think it is the car chase scene, the car scene in the first episode.
Yes.
Nothing. There was a lot of big moments like that were breathtaking and amazing, but I don't think anything really topped that long car scene in the first episode. That was amazing.
It was iconic. I'll never forget it.
Oh my gosh, that feeling. You just felt so
scared.
So scared and so in it, and just the filmmaking feat of that is just, God, chef's kiss, like, amazing. Pedro Pascal, I think, said in an interview about how it was, like, yeah, obviously the most immersive filmmaking experience ever, because it's like, how could you get more immersive than that? So, fucking awesome.
I think the car was my most video game moment, and then when the plane crashed behind them, I think that was the best shot for me.
Oh my God, that was so insane.
That whole sequence, though, like,
I watched it. I went back and watched it a couple times. I honestly, I will say, we could talk also about what our favorite episode is, but I the pilot really stands out to me as just like a really good first episode. But I don't know if it's my favorite.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, it was also kind of two episodes in one.
Oh, right, right.
But you, that's it true. Really brings you into the world, brings you into mostly Pedro Pascal's character. But
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so good.
What a great pilot. Although, like, God, I loved I loved the love story episode.
That's the thing.
I loved the Ellie backstory episode.
And then, okay, horniest moment. What would do you remember what your horniest, what would you think?
Well, two moments come to mind as soon as we thought about this, which for me was right before we recorded. But I think you have to go with your fanny flutters, your gut on this one.
Absolutely.
And that is why I give my horniest moment of the season to Joel doing the shush gesture.
Yeah. As Lizzie looks around to her boyfriend in the background.
She's like, he would agree with me, I'm sure. I'll ask him later.
Oh, Lizzie, you're right. That is, oh, it's such a good one. That
okay. I saw a gif of it on Twitter the other day. I was like, that oh my God. Is so powerful.
Find that gif and send it to me. It is powerful. Okay. That is the word. It is powerful. It's extremely hot. I would say though,
okay, what was yours?
Mine is very on brand for me. As we all know, I love a bit of guy on guy stuff. to put it delicately. So I would say when Bill comes out, when Bill comes out in his towel and Frank is in bed naked in episode three. Yeah, Bill.
Oh, yes.
And he welcomes him into the bed, and that whole thing was honestly my
And takes the towel.
Yeah. I was like, we've been blessed. I was like, what's happening? I was like, what did I do to deserve this amazing?
I think that's what you said after that episode.
I did say that. I was like, I'm sorry, God, I was so weird to someone yesterday, Lizzie. I think I went too far with with lusting over this man's, like, he was this really adorable guy who was like a young guy, and he was
Okay, in real life.
This is in real life. I'm talking to this guy.
You met someone in real life.
I met someone in real life. He was an adorable man. He's gay. He was talking about meeting his much older boyfriend. And he was describing the situation. And I stopped. And I, like, Olivia was there with me. And I looked Olivia, my friend, in the eye. And I went, that's what I searched for on porn. And Olivia was like, I did not think. I'm like, what he's describing is like what I search for. Oh God, maybe I'll cut this part out. But I was like, I think this went too far. I think I went a little too far. I was, you know, I was trying to also like.
Wait, you said it to Olivia, or you said
it to
Olivia? I said it
to Olivia, but in the present, like, he was right there. I like made it like a bit. Like I looked at, you know, I was like trying to like make it a bit.
I mean, then, I feel like that's just like a one liner.
You know, yeah, like I zib and I zab. You know,
but you know, then I think about it.
If it was reversed, yes, gender wise, it's not good. This is what I'm saying, Lizzie. I think I'm taking my to the brink. I'm like, all those years men did this to women, so I'm flipping it around, but I'm taking it a little too far. Where I'm like, Catherine. Okay, I can't treat these men like
I think you like I men think treated you need women. To forgive yourself for this one.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
You know, I know you'll do better next time.
That is thank you so much. I don't know if I'll do better. Better next time. Thank you.
Just keep your search terms to yourself unless solicited.
Unless explicitly asked. Yep. I've learned that.
Like,
I've learned that the hard way.
It's like how you shouldn't tell someone that you had like a sex dream about them. You know?
Yeah, I really I've made that mistake before. We all make these social faux pas. How do you even know what to say in a situation? Oh my God, I remember Lizzie and I were out somewhere, and then afterwards we were walking away. We walked out of the restaurant together, and I was like, oh God, Lizzie, I really bombed in there. I was like, I felt like I was bombing the first. I was like, thank God you showed up.
No, you weren't bombing.
No, thank you. I didn't even feel like it. Anyway, so that was my horniest moment. God, Jesus. See, this is what happens when you just let us, when we don't have the structure of a recap. I'm like, I'm just going to, this
like
is
it.
Fun. I love it.
But I'm like, Well, my, you know what was going to be my tie?
What?
I mean, it's a controversial pick, and I think I'm not trying to go to the brink, so.
Oh. No, come on. I went to the brink. I'll hold your hand and bring you to the brink.
Okay. It was when Pedro Pascal reunites with Ellie after she's run away from the sexual assault attempt, from the eating her attempt, and he goes, "It's okay, baby girl, I got you."
Oh my god. TikTok famously hates this take, and yet I love this take. And yet, a lot of people liked it on TikTok. So a lot of people agree with you, Lizzie. A lot of people are on your side. I think it's a silent
majority.
Yes, it's a silent. No one. We're brave. You're being brave, Lizzie, for admitting it. You're the one taking a stand.
Like, I understand. I'm just like,
right. It's like, but you're not. It's like you're not Ellie. You know, you're from an objective viewpoint. It was a hot thing to hear.
Yeah,
a man
it wasn't
say.
About that.
Yeah, obviously, it's in
it's
a different.
Okay, baby girl, I got you. It like, it was just, you know,
it's in a different context. It would be very hot.
It was about him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it wasn't about Ellie.
No, of course, okay, of course. Lizzie, I don't know, officer, please.
It's about me.
Let me talk to my lawyer. No, I mean, no, of course. I get it.
He's such a good actor. Like, he's really all good. Of those, I mean, all of those roles, I've only really remembered him in
Narcos.
Last of Us and
Wait,
Narcos.
And Game
but
of
he's so different.
Thrones.
And in real life. I did not connect that was Pedro Pascal but, while watching Game
oh my
of
gosh,
Thrones.
But don't you remember his performance? Wasn't it good, though, that guy?
This is what I'm saying. A tremendous actor. I didn't even know who he was.
Oh my god. Yeah. And he's, yeah. It's great. Also
and
very sexy.
I haven't watched The Mandalorian, but apparently you don't even see his face.
Yeah,
in that.
I don't know. I don't need to see it. Wait, where are the other? Okay, wait. We got Horny. We got Most Video Game.
Okay.
What was our other ones? Oh, Daddy Doll. Like most, we love most Daddy. Oh, most Joel is a dad moment. Joel's dad. Yeah. There's the obvious one where they hug. Where she hugs
the
him
last
and it's
sequence
the
where he murders everyone.
Oh, that too.
I guess that's not the most fatherly, but it's like
right.
It shows how strong that connection is. No, I think it would be like when they're on the road and he like starts saying the puns, like wants her to say the puns.
Yes, and when he does the reverse, when he reverses their dynamic because she's sad.
Yes.
Is that, yeah. That is like, yeah.
Oh, and he says, I'm going to teach you the guitar.
Oh, God. So sweet.
Goriest?
Oh. I feel like I didn't.
We didn't really track
scariest.
This one as much.
We didn't. Scariest,
sometimes
guys.
Sometimes we forget our awards.
But we're so excited about Succession, guys, because White Lotus Awards are coming back.
Oh,
so, yes. I'm excited.
Eat the Rich Moment.
Eat the Rich we'll Moment.
Be back. Not a lot of ones like that in the last
No,
of
Us. No. Yeah, there's not a lot of room for wealth. Though I think Scariest Moment, honestly, I think Scariest Moment is when Tess, it's the sequence of Tess and Joel, that was very video game, and Ellie going through, when Tess gets bit, going through when there's the clickers that was me with the blanket over my head moment.
I feel like mine was when Joel and Ellie get caught and the dog starts smelling them.
You're
and
right,
he like starts having a panic attack.
Yeah,
when the dog's smelling Ellie,
that was so scary. That I was like emotionally
the,
scary
I think the most stressed I was.
Yeah,
yeah. Or when what's her face is attacking them, and then the truck goes into the house, and then the swarm of like really fast
zombies
comes out.
Yeah, that was oh my god. And yeah, because like we've said before, it's the way they run is so fucking scary. They're running so fast.
The big boys. What were the big boys called?
The bloaters.
Bloaters.
Oh my gosh,
scary.
This is so scary. Okay, that's good. Okay, I think that's our Last of Us awards.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved
it.
Yes.
It might have been my favorite show we've done so far.
Yeah. I really,
But maybe it was like low expectations. I don't know.
I also had no real expectations. So I was really impressed. And I feel like really when I talk to people about it, I think it's people who have high expectations. Like, I don't know. It's all about expectations, mm-hmm. honestly, because it drew me into a world I really enjoyed, like finding out more about and exploring. And like that to me is a good show.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I loved hearing that the video game fans were happy with how it turned out too.
Yes.
And I think there was a lot of stuff they kept.
Yeah, I've been watching those YouTube like side by side comparison scenes.
Right, you know more than I do. Wow, super zero to super fan. I love that.
I really, dig in.
That's how you become a foremost expert.
That's the only way. I'm an expert. Your thousand hours. Yes,
I love it. So, moving on to Succession season 4.
Guys, also, I'm having the best time. It is so good, and we know this, whatever. Okay, so season 1, the Roy family.
Wait, why didn't you ever watch it before?
Okay, I watched season 1. I stopped. I don't remember why I stopped, and I just never went back. I can't. Oh, you know what? I think it was cringy. The cringiness was, I was just in more of a sensitive place to cringiness, where I wasn't in the mood for cringy. I think it was a little of that. Even now, I can't. Because it's a very cringy show, and it's very brilliantly so, and I laugh a lot, but then some moments I'm like, oh. I'm like, please make it stop.
I love this. Okay. So cringe will come back.
Yes.
Succession. How did the season end?
Okay. So the season ends with I think season 1, it's like Kendall's trying to get he's making like a deal with these other guys, and he's gonna like take down his dad. But season 1 ends with Kendall's like addicted to coke, and he's addicted to drugs, and he ends up killing someone at a
Wait, that's how season 1 ends?
Yeah, that's how season 1 ends.
Oh my god, in my mind that was like maybe the season 2 finale.
No, but guys, this is
so early.
So this is why I think I stopped watching like season 1, like literally I think I stopped watching right before this like season finale. And it's crazy because season 2, I think season 2 is brilliant, and I like season 2 so much more than season 1 because of how how this thing that happens to Kendall affects his character and like what he does with it. I think that's what really hooked me in the show, was how they dealt with this huge surprising thing of Kendall, like,
yeah.
And it's a very
that
grounded show.
That also feels
show.
Like super realistic.
It feels so realistic. It's very grounded, and it's like such a nightmare. I mean, when the actor does such a good job of sitting in the grief and the guilt, like you see it on his face and you just feel it, like you just, and it's so heartbreaking.
Just how you see him like take himself out of the lake and just like trudge back to the party.
But then I'm screaming, Lizzie, because I'm like, why aren't you trying to save him? I'm like, dude, save him. I guess you just got into a thing. But I was like, why didn't you go and try to get the guy?
He doesn't even try.
And no, he doesn't try. And then he finds out later that he was the guy. He probably could have saved him. Like, the guy was still alive. He didn't die on impact. Like, that is like a detail that like the guy says. God. I know. No, it's it's so horrible. And
wow.
So basically, Kendall like collapses in his dad's arms. So his dad and like finds out about it, basically, and his dad's like, "I'll make it go away." And he's like, he's like, "I'll cover up, but you have to stop doing this fucking thing. You have to go back on this word." He like just announced to everyone that he was like taking control. He was like whatever, colluding with these other guys, and then he had to take it all back. And then so season 2 opens with like Kendall trying to like numbly, everyone's like, why? And all the siblings are like, what the? No one knows but
that's
Logan.
A crazy amount of story to go through.
Oh my god, feel
like in my mind that happened later. I just assumed
Think it's so brilliant, and I'm like, this, I was like, oh, I was like, because I always, okay, because I only watched the first like 9 episodes of season 1, so I was like, I know everyone really likes the show, but I'm like, so far I'm like, it's really good, it's really funny, but I was like, but when this happened, I was like, oh, this is why they say this is such a good show, because then season 2, I'm like, I think it just really hits its stride in season 2. And oh my gosh, guys, Lizzie, like the other day, Lizzie and I, at a coffee shop, and she was like, "How's it going? And like, who's your favorite character?" And I was like, "Tom." And she was like, "Oh my God, me too. No one ever says Tom." I'm like, "I love Tom.
I'm obsessed with him.
Tom makes me laugh so much. He's so
fucking funny." And him and Greg are just my favorite scenes. Like, oh, that's my favorite part of the show.
Oh my God. And again, this was something in season one I was like, I don't know if I like this much, but in season two really crystallized how funny it is, and how when, and then, oh my gosh, season two also with the wedding, and how in the wedding night Shiv is like,
oh, I loved
the it's wedding. So good. Shiv is like, "Hey, can we have an open relationship?" And he's like, that was like the best scene ever. He was like, and he's so also seeing the
he's just taking it,
the progression of how Tom, I'm really excited to finish season three, of seeing how Tom starts as such a simp and then like kind of is building up, and then like, because yeah, when Shiv does this open relationship thing, and then like a couple episodes later, Greg is like, says to him, he's like, "Hey, maybe we do an open relationship," like totally not knowing. And then so Tom emotionally takes it out on Greg, what he's feeling about Shiv, and I was like, this is, I was dying. It's like, this actor is incredible. Like, I don't know,
he's so good.
I think he's like, and I mean, all the actors are amazing. Obviously Roman is so fucking hilarious. Shiv is,
I was talking to a friend, by the way, who said that someone said your doppelganger is Tom to him, and my friend was really upset, and I was like, "Why are you upset? He's like the Pride and Prejudice guy."
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, I'm like, you should be upset. Yeah. Oh my God, no, he's great. He's like, yeah, he's super cute, and also like,
I love his and Shiv's dynamic is.
It's so good. Intense. I'm also like, so obsessed with the guy that Shiv cheats on Tom with in season one and some of season two. She's working for this Democrat. She's working for the campaign of this like progressive Democrat, and then his campaign manager is this really hot guy that I follow on Instagram now because he's really hot. Anyway, but he posts about like, he's really into like,
keep us posted on which of the actors you follow as we're going through this.
Follow count.
Well, who really speaks to you? You have to like really.
I need to bring you guys on the journey. Like someone. I agree. I looked him up. I was like,
Yeah, you gotta find him.
He's really hot. Anyway, okay, yeah. So season two blew my fucking mind. Okay, yeah. So basically,
wait, when is the wedding? Is that the season one finale, right?
Oh wait, it is. Duh, it happens at the wedding. Yes. Okay. Yes, that finale is so good. Like, it's really good. And so, yeah, season two, it's really dealing with the fallout of all this Kendall stuff. And, like,
Oh, yeah, he goes to rehab.
He has to
pull him out.
He has to go back on these promises. And, like, he's basically becomes his dad's little bitch. He goes from, like, because he's so broken. Like, he's so broken. And he can't do anything but... Like, you can just see the trauma. Like, he's just so traumatized that this is how he's dealing with it. And you're just like, yeah, yeah. And he's, yeah, like, he looks, people hate him. Like, if he's, like, he fires, like, he, like, the guy that he, like, brought on. Like, they were funding this guy's, like, tech company. And he, like, killed it because his dad said so. And, like, also, what's really interesting. And, yeah, people, like, were hating for it. What's interesting is how the character of Roman, like, you, and at first you're like, oh, this guy's such an idiot, which he is in a lot of cases, but he's also, like, good and smart. Like, none of them, I mean, other than Connor. Connor is kind of a dum-dum.
Oh, I do love Connor and his love interest.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the part where Roman texts his father a picture?
No. I don't know. Never I don't mind. Think so.
It's not important. It's just a funny little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. I mean, he just is so... Oh, and then the Roman and Jerry stuff, where he's like, Roman's dating the girl from Station... the woman from Station 11, and who's like so good, and...
But
they don't have sex, and he can only get off to Jerry, like, doing the, like, shaming, like, kink shame. Like, it's, like, a kink where you, like, shame someone, which, yeah, apparently you can.
And he kind of tries to have, like, fake jobs throughout. And then he's like, take me seriously.
Yeah, he's like, and then, oh my God, the missile launch episode where he's like, he pushes the missile launch. And that was the most brilliant scene where he goes into the bathroom and he was like, he goes to watch it and you watch it blow up. And then he just looks at it and he like closes his phone, puts it in his pocket, and then you just follow him, like walk out. It's so brilliant.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Just so many amazing moments.
We have like Shiv is like considering going into politics, yes, kind of thing. He's trying to figure out her work path.
But her dad, when does her dad do that? Her dad is like promises that it's her. I think
that's later.
I think that season, no, it was season 2, episode 1. It was the beginning.
Yeah, so I think she thinks it might be her for that season, right? Or at least the first half.
He tells her, and then they try, basically season 2, they're trying to get this, they're trying to buy Pierce, which is like the CNN, I guess. Like, basically, like, Waystar Royko or whatever is like the Fox News. Yes. And then they want to buy the CNN in season 2. No one thinks it's a good idea, but Logan wants to do it. So everyone's like, okay, we can do it. There's a really funny scene also where like Carl and like Jerry and all of like the henchmen, Kendall's like, okay, yeah, but if anyone has doubts about this, like we should talk about it. And they all are like, they all clearly have doubts, but they're like, no, I think it's great. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah. They all have their inner like political dynamics.
Oh my God, it's so funny. And Logan basically like strings along Shiv being like, yeah, like you're her, but like mm-hmm. he won't announce it. And she's like, why don't you announce it? And then they have this like
breakfast. It's because this scandal might be coming out.
Oh yes.
In which Tom basically takes over this like more important job and then finds out from his predecessor that there's this big scandal they've covered up in the cruise ship department, because he's like head of parks or something, like Disney kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
then he has Greg.
And there's this cruise ship, like sexual assault or like some sort of thing.
It's
like
sexual
that.
Assault. It's like a potential murder. It's like.
And they've covered it up and like silenced the women or something like that. And Tom is trying to push the blame onto Greg and gets Greg to shred all these papers.
And then Greg keeps some of the paper. It is so interesting. Like the Greg character is so interesting. He also gets threatened by his grandfather to like, he's like, I'll take you out of the will. Like, you're going to lose $250 million if you keep working for Waystar. And you're like, Greg, why would you do that? Why would you keep working
with the lead patriarch?
And he thinks he's literally like the devil. Like, he's like, you're literally like Hitler. Like which is like not a crazy comparison to make to. And it's just so fascinating. Oh my God. Okay. There's,
I am the devil and don't you forget it. That's a Vanderpump Rules quote.
Oh, I thought that was from the show. I was like, Logan says that?
Nope. No, but crossover. He does.
He hits Roman. He slaps Roman. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
He slaps Roman and it's...
I've blocked that out.
Fascinating to see how they all react. And it's like, my friend put this really well and I'm gonna butcher it, but she said, she was like, what I think of Succession, I just it's a show about how generational trauma, one family's bunch of generational shit ton of trauma and abuse, how that is like creates the basis of a company that touches every person on the planet. Oh, like how like generational abuse,
that's
and
a
trauma.
Beautiful summary.
She fucking hit the nail on the head. She's like, that's what I think of when I watch that show. I'm like, you're so wise. It's so
and
true.
It's like, it's another in kind of this category of like hating on rich white assholes, which is kind of like Succession, White Lotus, all of these like,
yes,
eat the rich type movies that have been coming out.
Yes, and it's but what's really interesting is like, I mean, like every like anything you watch, you like, you're rooting for usually the people you're along for the game, and it's weird to watch the show because you're like I'm not really
whose side are you really on?
That's the thing. I'm like I'm not really rooting. it's like an interesting way, because like you want your characters, I don't know, I feel a little more detached because I don't really think I want anyone, any of them to win. I mean, I don't, I want, yeah. What I want when I'm watching it is I want Logan to suffer consequences for his actions. I want his children to stand up to him and stuff. And like, it's just so.
Oh, you want a really unrealistic thing.
Exactly. I want a revolution. Exactly.
Yeah. What I want watching it and that I found maybe is like my biggest complaint is that they don't switch the dynamics up enough. Mm. I feel like it's kind of like Kendall versus his dad kind of the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how many seasons are you going to do of that? And I guess they're ending it. This is the last season.
Right. I'm really curious.
I do think there are ways they could have continued the show and just like spin it in a different direction or follow one character or something like that.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'm so curious how they're going to end it. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. It's funny because I come from a family of four siblings. So it's really fun to like see this like, and it's, but it's reversed. It's one boy, we're one boy and three girls. So it's like, this is like flipped. And
probably a chiller dynamic.
Yeah. A little more emotional intelligence. but yeah, so that's really like just siblinghood. I don't know how much that really gets explored in TV and movies. And so this kind of sibling dynamic where, and I think the reason why the opening credits like is always them starts as them as kids. I think it's purposeful to keep reminding you like the context of all of this. It's like, no, this isn't like these people
this
are
is
in
how
are,
they were raised are, they're, to compete with each other yes. for their parents' love.
And it is so, it's like, it's not something that just, it is so deep. It is such deep rooted, like your relationships with your siblings, like form you and like, or when you're a child, just like form you. So it's like all of the shit that's happening has so much history and like, that is so important. And that, yeah, influencing the world. And it's so, but it was really, it was so interesting when he slaps Roman, the reaction is like Kendall, the older brother, like fucking screaming at Logan and like Roman being like, I'm fine. I don't care. I'm fine. Oh, that, whatever. Like, and him being like, and then Shiv just kind of like not even knowing what to say and kind of like frozen. And then you like cut to Tom. It's such a, I watched it twice. Cause I was like, it's so interesting. You see Tom, watching, like seeing another side of that. He was like, oh shit. Like, you know, and just how that all happened was, it was just really real and really, it's really beautiful. I get really emotional when I see siblings like team up and like defend each other from the parent, from like the, I think that hits like a spot with me because aww. It's like, yeah, I think it's such a, even though like you, no one is, you know, meaner to you than your sibling. Like there's that loyalty, that thing of like, no, but I will like, I have an innate like desire to protect you. So interesting to see out there because you can see them being abused by their dad. Like they watch each other just be abused and they're not aware of it. Like they know it's happening. But they're all so on the hook. They all want his approval so much. It's like, even like Roman, who is like, it's so heartbreaking to see that. It's like, wow. It is so informative of like, I think a lot of people, that's just a lot of us. Like we are just like, we are programmed to like, even if we're being abused by our parent, like to still love and want, you know, their approval, I think is the story of a lot of generational trauma, a lot of families. And like to talk about this in like a funny, interesting way. Yeah, it's fucking profound.
I love when they have, when they go on helicopters.
They do that a lot.
And the generational trauma. Yeah.
No, oh my God. It's so fun seeing all the rich person stuff. You're like, God, rich people are crazy.
And I like the scenes between Kendall and his assistant where he's just like a lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't see her as a person.
Oh my God.
Found that really relatable from
inside. Oh no. Yeah, yeah. Those are really funny. I mean, Kendall, that actor kills it. Like, he's so cringy. Kendall is so Oh, yeah. Who's your cringiest?
Oh, my God.
Like, to me, the cringiest moments is Kendall. Like, he's insane.
I think they drew inspiration from a lot of different, like, dynasties for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch it with you.
Oh, me too. So, yeah, I could talk about this.
I need to... I need to do a real refresher. Honestly, I never really fully understand like the business plot lines that are going on. I'll be real with you all. I don't. That part confused me.
I don't think I'll understand
it more going forward.
I have to rewind a couple times. I was thinking that too. I'm like, okay, I gotta be really diligent. I'm like, I gotta really make like sure I understand.
Pierce, when you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, there's all these other people. Oh yeah. And like,
it's also, I literally just watched it all in like a family. Week. Yeah, it's so in my head. It's so in my head. And guys, there even
have this... you had stuff with the other rich family?
Yes, that's the Pierce. That's the one they want to buy. Yeah, the they want to buy for $25 billion. Daughter. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And oh my god, that actress who played Naomi was so, she was so fucking good. Guys, I when I watch this, I like think I'm like doing this binge and I cannot wait. All I think is like, oh, I want to talk about that on the podcast. I'm like, so thank you for indulging all my thoughts about that, because I've been having all these thoughts I want to talk to you about. I'm like,
are you kidding me? You just gave me such a refresher. Like, it's been a minute, you know?
Yeah. Oh my god,
it's hard to recall. And like, I know, like, Alexander Skarsgård is in it, and I was like, I gotta refresh some of this.
Oh my god, wait, that's so exciting. Also, I wanted to talk about this moment, but I knew, okay, so at the end of season two, Kendall is told by his dad to take the fall for the big thing. And you think, okay, Kendall's going to do that. He goes, Kendall's traumatized, he's going to do whatever dad says, and then he gets the press call, and then
the press conference.
No, sorry. Right before then, his dad is asking him, and Kendall's, or telling him, he's like, you have to take the fall. And Kendall is like, you know what? Like, maybe it's for the best. Like, it's like payback for the kid. And Logan's like, no, it's not for that. He was like, no. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when Kendall kisses him on the cheek, I said out loud, I was like, oh, he's going to betray him because... of,
oh my god,
in the how fucking, you know? Because Jesus in the story of when Jesus is about to be crucified, he's like I'm gonna kiss the cheek of the one who's gonna betray me tonight, and he goes over and he kisses Judas's cheek, I think is how it is. It's like, it's a sign of betrayal. Wait, or maybe it's the right, vice versa. Wait, hold on, I gotta look that up.
Wait,
hold,
there's
on.
Kissing in the Bible? Oh yeah. Kendall also like has an ex-wife and kids who we barely ever see.
Okay, anyway, yes, Jesus kisses Judas. Okay, so basically he's like, I'm gonna kiss the one that is gonna betray me tonight, and it's basically Jesus being like, I know Judas. The whole point is like, Jesus is like, I know Judas is going, I know someone's going to betray me. I know they did. He's like, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to like face it and still do it, even, and I forgive you. And it's like this kiss being. So like, when he did that kiss,
I forgive you.
Yeah. It's like in my brain went, oh my God, kiss betrayal. Like that just like, I was like, he's going to betray him. And so when he, and then I was right. I thought that was so smart. I think that must be on purpose, like because that's what that. I'm sure I wasn't the only one that thought that, because I was like, oh my god, that's. I was like, wait. But even though it's like, I guess reversed. Oh, and
the oldest brother. Oh my god, so Connor, funny, and he like lives.
He's in Ferris Bueller, in Arizona. He's Cameron.
And he's Cameron.
So good.
He's Silver Fox Cameron.
He wants to run for president.
I loved that storyline. I laughed my ass off. Anything of him running for political office, I'm all for.
Oh my god.
I saw someone tweet like a little picture. Oh wait, I won't say.
Oh okay.
God, I keep trying to spoil it for
no,
you.
No, it's fine. I'm getting there. Season 2 I really love.
Oh my god, Kendall does a rap for his dad. Oh,
that
once.
I couldn't take that. That was my iconic. Honestly, moment. that was my cringiest moment of the so far, I think. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so painful. I mean, it's so painful.
It wasn't when Tom swallows his own stuff.
Oh my god. Wait, the like pig on the floor? Wait, boar on the floor thing? when
Boar on the floor.
Yeah,
like yes, oh that's my, what I was trying to think of when oh the dad God. Is yelling at them. That was scary,
fucking crazy,
that was a scary scene.
That's the thing. It's like he's so abusive. He's so and yet
and I feel like that scene must be real. Like someone did that. It's so
too specific. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's interesting is like when he has these nice scenes with like Shiv or whatever, like and literally the scene after he hits Roman, they're in the car, him and Roman. He like says something rude at like Logan, like says makes some like crude insult towards someone, expecting Roman to laugh, and when Roman doesn't laugh, he like looks over and he was like, "Are you okay?" And Roman's like, "Yeah." And Logan realizes like and he was like, so yeah, that thing, I wouldn't do something like that. Like he just like, he was like apologizing, but also denying it. And it's like, I don't know. There's these moments where.
Yeah, immediately like, gaslighting.
Immediately gaslight. And then like him with Shiv, like there are these moments where you're like, oh, he like does love her. I'm like, he does love his kids. That's what makes the show interesting also, is to see if how much of a fucking sociopath is this guy? And like, how much does he actually love his kids? And that, you know, I feel like that's always.
I'm very curious how they're gonna end it.
I can't wait to get to I really want to know what the season three. I'm sure there's a big cliffhanger at the end of season three and I'm like, what is it gonna be? And
maybe I'll rewatch season three.
Oh my gosh, I laughed out loud so much. Anyway, I'm talking too much, but I'm excited for
no you're not no. You're teaching me. And then, what can we remember from Yellow Jackets?
Oh, my God. Okay. I forget. Is there something, like, supernatural?
So, Yellow Jackets, the premise is that this girls' high school soccer team is, like, really kicking ass this high school season. And they're being flown to some championship game or something. And then the plane crashes in... I don't know where they are. Presumably maybe Canada.
Yeah, somewhere cold.
Some forest.
Yeah.
In what they think is the middle of nowhere. And basically it's about them trying to survive. It's a little bit violent and gory.
Yeah.
But it's also very much about like female dynamics. And it also takes place over two timelines. So you're seeing what happened during the plane crash, and then you're seeing like 20 years later a few of the survivors,
right?
And like how the plane crash has affected their coping skills in life going forward.
And there's like a big mystery of how one of their friends died, that throughout the whole first season they're kind of teasing, like you don't know what it is, and they keep talking about it.
The first scene we see a mysterious person be killed by one of the other ones. So you're knowing that it's going to get to that point at some point.
But then...
Oh, and maybe eaten, actually.
Yes.
It's cannibalism. They're like, cannibalism is going to happen. And they show you that right up front. We heard.
And at the end, we find out that she just dies of hypothermia. Outside. Yeah. And it's like devastating, but
die in a really dumb way like that.
That
was a really relatable moment.
That was the most relatable moment of the season for you.
I'd be like, I'll be fine. Camping.
Yeah.
Freeze to death.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, it's
because we see other deaths of people, like the girl, the really religious girl, like flies an airplane.
Oh my God, that was the worst. That was so sad. No, they give you there's a lot of like hope, no hope.
One of the characters is crazy. Sabotages their radio signal.
Yes, she wants to keep them there like a fucking psycho. Right.
Yeah, they get this message that has this symbol on it, and it's also a symbol that they found at this cabin that they find in the woods. I mean, what seems like a nice situation. You found a house by a lake, like...
Yeah, honestly, they got lucky there. Yeah. Why are they complaining?
I don't know. I mean, it's haunted.
Right. There's also some
Definitely a supernatural element.
And we don't know... Right? Yeah, it seems like it's being implied that there's something supernatural and, like... So I think we'll find out more about that. How does it end?
They try to, like, you know, divvy up tasks of who does what.
Lottie...
They have a period episode, which I thought was great. and they do a period ritual now that all their periods are synced up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So
that's very luteal phase. Or not.
Very luteal phase of them.
We'll never right. know. Right.
We'll never know. Shauna convinces
Melanie Linsky's obviously not okay because she slaughters a rabbit in her yard.
See, this is the thing.
Home.
It changes you. Remember when I said it, I think it would take me 10 times, no wait, 100 times to kill of killing rabbits before I became desensitized to it? I think it could happen.
Maybe you think you'd have to kill 100 rabbits?
I mean, maybe 100
before
too
you
much.
Became desensitized?
Yeah, maybe that's, like 10.
I feel like it would probably happen earlier than that. Sorry.
I know, it's like on rabbit 76, I'm like, it's still too scary. It's still too much.
Yeah, this is going to have some Last of Us crossover in the awards.
I know, it's so funny because it's like we're doing a White Lotus. It's like White Lotus continuation and like... Last of Us.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Which is funny. I think, yeah, it's a lot of whiplash, but I love it.
It's kind of my two favorite genres, though.
Honestly,
like
yeah.
Comedy and then like apocalyptic.
I feel that.
This, honestly, season one, like I finished it and I started from the beginning.
Oh my
which
God.
I never do with any show, really.
Wait, yeah, I'm going to have to
like,
watch.
Part of it was to like knowing what I know now, like. Try to figure out more of the information.
Yes.
And
wait,
but
that's
we still
such
don't
a good
know
idea.
Who's killed.
Yeah, we don't know who's killed, and Misty poisons
Jessica.
They all
cover their faces with all these furs, Misty's so they're obviously crazy. There a long time.
Yeah, guys, I gotta rewatch that. The last episode of that, I gotta watch that finale. Rewatch that. I'm sure they'll do like a long recap in the beginning of it, but yeah, I feel like there's some details.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Wait, and 2021, Shauna, they clean up the murder scene. Oh, right, who do they kill? They murder someone. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. I forgot about this. They kill
Wait.
Someone.
They kill?
Yes.
Oh, she kills the guy she's sleeping with, right? Melanie Linsky?
Shauna? Yes, she does. Oh, that
she's
was...
cheating on her husband.
Oh
with this
my
guy.
God! That... Why did she?
And
do
And then she
that?
Thinks that he's the one who's stalking them, right?
Yes, but he wasn't.
But he wasn't.
Oh right! Him? Oh, she did. Oh, that was so stressful. God, this guy's. This is the most stressful and addicting show ever. It's the best.
This is a plot line that Jake complains about a lot, and once he said it, I see it all the time, which is like. Someone like a good person accidentally kills someone and then they have to cover it up and run from whatever.
That's a good point.
And it's used so much.
Yeah. Cause we're fascinated. We're really interested in it. Cause it's the, I don't know why we're so interested in that. I mean, it's what makes the Succession kind of interesting when that happens with Kendall, he kills someone, but he's like a bad guy, but he's not like, he didn't mean to kill someone and he like feels guilty about it because he's not a sociopath. Oh my God. Wait, going back to Succession, there's a moment in the, when Logan says, I wouldn't pick you for the job. It's like when he's telling Kendall, like, you're going to jail for me. You're taking the fall. And he was like, yeah. And Kendall's like, well, tell me, was it ever me? And Logan goes, no. You know why? You're not a killer. And it's like, the ironic thing is he is a killer. Like, and he was saying, he's like, you're not a killer. And it's like,
yeah. And that
blown.
Choice of words. Too.
That's just like, oh, like, that's insane. Like, that's so... He's like, he's saying,
yeah, like,
even though you
like,
killed someone, you are not a killer.
Is he a sociopath?
No, that's the thing. I think Logan in that moment is just like thinking like, I don't even think he's thinking about it. I think he's literally just being like, yeah, that's it. You're not a killer. Like he was like, and like, I don't think he even, that's how much he doesn't even think about like, I don't know. His son's emotions.
I'm very curious.
Anyway.
It's like, I want to ask you more questions about.
Oh my gosh.
The end, but. But we will have both of these episodes to you
yes.
in one short week.
We
Lax
will.
Week is next week. I can't wait.
Oh my
gosh. It's going to be good.
I'm
and
so
I'm
excited.
Going to watch some, at least some refreshers on these bad boys.
Yes, me too. And you, yeah, sorry. I'm going to wonder, I'm like, we got to figure out what the title of this episode is. And it's like a not perfect recap of the, an
what
okay
we guess
recap.
Happened so far in Succession.
We probably
in
don't even have to put spoilers because we barely.
I mean, definitely
no,
spoilers.
No, we did definitely spoilers. Definitely yeah. spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah, we should put spoilers at the top of the show notes.
Yes, I will do that. Also, I'll do my thing. We have a nice review.
I think that's a good title, though. Everything that we guess happened.
Everything that's great. Everything we guess happened. JugFXZDCJ is the name. 5 stars and a heart. Love. Perfect podcast to follow all the best Sunday night shows. Feels like you're talking to two good friends. Thank you so much. Oh, I can't say pronounce your name, but because I am assuming it's just a bunch of letters, but thank you so much.
I'm assuming you hit your head on the keyboard. Yeah.
I do that too. I just go like, if I'm like doing stuff like that, I don't care. I'm like, bloop, bloop. Anyway, but thanks so much. And thank you so much for watching and listening along. We're so happy you're here. And
yes,
thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
We love that, that lovely, lovely feedback.
Yes. It's so nice. And yeah,
and we really enjoy doing this too, so we're glad.
We're so glad. I know I had someone, I was telling Lizzie, I had someone come up to me at a party who said that one of their friends brought up our podcast as like, oh, you should listen to this White Lotus, this recap. And I was like,
that's amazing.
I was like, guys, thanks so much for telling
the
people.
Best White Lotus recaps out there.
Yes. I was like, I was so happy. Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, guys. And
yeah, tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
That helps us.
It does. It really does. I tell people all the time about podcasts I listen to that they should listen to. Honestly, that's like that is a big thing I do. So, yeah. I'm like, so you guys should do it too.
I honestly think, a podcast can be a gift.
Oh like, my God. Yes.
People
Correct.
Have gifted me podcasts before and then they become like your friends.
Literally. Yes. That is correct.
We will see you on Monday, the 27th of March.
Look for the light.
Okay. What do you think about this for the Succession quote?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If it is to be said, so it be, so it is.
Wait. Yes. I think that did. Yes. I think it did happen. Greg says it.
Yes.
In his hearing?
Okay, great. In the courtroom.
In the courtroom, yeah.
In the hearing.
Yes. Okay, that should absolutely be the sign-off. Okay, wait. Let's see. What is it?
It's so silly. If it is to be said, so it be, so it is.
Okay, let's do it.
If it is to be said,
so it is.
So it be, so it is.
Yay, that's perfect. Great. Love you.
Perfect. Love you.